Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. Christy Herneman is back with us 2 months in a row now. Christy, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back, Ted.
It's always good to have you here. And Craig Graziano, the head of youth services at England Run, is here with us this morning. Craig, welcome back to you. It's been about a year or so, but... But it's good to have you both back. With spring break, this is sort of like a preview of what summer's like. If especially you get to about Thursday, and you might be getting tired of everybody. And I thought this morning we talked just a couple of minutes just about the fact that lots at the library, Christy. The library, like we say every month, the library is more than just books. Lots of stuff going on, and check it out if you need to find something for your kids to do.
Yes, we always try to have a lot going on, especially during the times when we know we'll have a lot of the children in because they're out of school.
So we've had families coming in, especially by Wednesday or Thursday. They're looking for something to do. So they've been coming in, walking out with armfuls of books and movies and things like that. But we had a popular Maker Lab session at England Run yesterday, too. So lots of people came in and saw our 3D printer, for example, and just had a great time. It was a nice way to get out and do something in this beautiful weather.
I guess, Craig, in your case, you're the person that the people should go to when you come in with the kids, and if you've got questions or you need to be pointed in the right direction, that's what you're there for.
Myself or any of the excellent staff at England Run Library, any of the youth services staff at any library would be happy to help you find what you're looking for and give you recommendations about what to read next.
Do you run into the situations where it does, like you say, get to the middle of the week in spring break, and you're just like, what do we do? And you come to the library, and that they're surprised at all the things that are there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the most exciting time for us. I would say on Monday and Tuesday, it was a little bit quieter. You probably had people still traveling from vacation. But by midweek, we are, you know, ready to help you find what you're looking for.
And like Christy said, you know certain – when this week is spring break, you kind of expect that you might have – visitation might be up.
Oh, definitely, and we plan for that.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. Christy Herneman, Craig Graziano. Craig, you mentioned the Maker Labs, and talk about those, because that is a great resource at the library.
Yeah, maker spaces have emerged in libraries just over the past few years, and our England Run branch, our Porter branch, and the headquarters library downtown all have a Maker Lab space. So we have been demonstrating 3D printing for the past few years, but we are actually about to... At England Run, we have already implemented a pilot program to train customers on 3D printers. So they come in, we spend 2 hours teaching them about the 3D printer, and then they come back for another session to independently show us what they've learned, how to use a 3D printer, and then they can use it in their own projects as well. They can come to the library, ask to use the 3D printer, and then just go crazy, print for free.
Wow, that is really, as we talk about moving forward, because it used to be, I couldn't just come in and want to use the 3D printer.
Yeah, it had been demonstration purposes. There's a little bit of expertise that is needed for it, but we also want it to be the same way that you come in and maybe you need to print off a paper, a research paper. So this is just a physical object that you're printing off.
What and what a great skill to learn how to use.
Absolutely. 21st century skills, you know, something that I think is really going to be changing the way that we think about manufacturing or so many possibilities that you can do with it.
Well, and a lot of kids have been introduced to 3D printers at school. A lot of schools have them now.
That's true. We have there's a sixth grader that comes in. He's at Gale Middle School, and when he was at Hartwood Elementary School, he was their go-to person for using the 3D printer. Actually,
wow.
Yeah.
Well,
he's got the skills.
Yeah. No. That's but to be able to offer that and to have it right there, a great resource for the library. I know that there's this Maker Lab badging.
Yes.
What is that?
So that is the Maker Lab badging is actually the process of learning on the 3D printer. So you earn a badge, and we actually have designed a 3D printer badge that you can then print at the end of your session.
Oh, okay. So sort of like a test.
Yeah, a little bit. Although if you want to try and print something else too, we can give you the badge. You've showed us that you know your stuff.
So you said it takes a couple of hours to learn the training?
Yeah, a couple of hours to go through all the steps of learning the parts of the printer, how to change out the plastic filament. There's a spool of plastic in the printer that is used to make all of the objects. And then just using the software as well. And then if you come back in another two-hour session and show us that you know your stuff, you'll have that level 3 badge and you'll be able to print on your own.
So, did you know how to use a 3D printer?
I do, yes.
Okay, I figured you must.
It's a lot of fun.
But did you ever, like you say, the technology, and I've only seen it just a little bit, but the technology is just phenomenal.
Absolutely. I mean, it's changing the way that we're thinking about, say, the medical field. Mm-hmm. One thing is children who have lost a limb, they can get a prosthetic arm, and they're often outgrowing their prosthetic arm. So just once they outgrow it, you simply print a new one. Doesn't take very long to do so. And then they're able to, you know, function and do what they need to do.
They've been around in been available for a few years. Is the technology even getting even better and better with
it
these?
It is. Oh my goodness. We are on, I believe, our third model of 3D printers.
Okay.
We've had models in the past few years, and just their temperature control gets better, which is a very geeky thing to get excited about, but it matters a lot. And I think what we're going to end up seeing is 3D printers get smaller, cheaper, and eventually become household appliances.
Yeah, and I guess they'll get easier to use.
Absolutely.
As with anything, but it's that in technology. Before I'd even seen one, I mean, I remember hearing people say, before I even knew anything about it, about how this was going to change a lot of things. And boy, we're starting, like you say, we're starting to see that.
Mm-hmm. So if you would like to request an appointment for a Maker Lab badge, you just go to our website, librarypoint.org/makerlabs, and there's a little form that you can fill out to request it. We're currently only doing it at England Run, but we're hoping to expand to Porter and Headquarters Libraries later on this year.
England Run has had them from the start, haven't they? Or they were one of the first.
I think we were the first to implement a Maker Lab. That's probably about 3 or 4 years ago.
I was going to say, I can remember, I think the very first time I heard about, we did a show, and Martha Hutzel, who was then at England Run, came in and did the show and talked about it, and I didn't even know what she was talking about. To me, a printer was a printer.
Absolutely.
And as she talked, I just thought, where is this going? And it's more and more to where now we talk about making appointments and getting trained. So again, go to librarypoint.org, look for Maker Lab, and you can find out all about the Maker Lab badging. Craig Graziano, Christy Herneman here on Town Talk this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about the CurlCon comic book convention. It is coming. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Craig Graziano is here. Christy Herneman here. They are with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library at the England Run branch. And we're talking about a number of things going on over the next month or so at the library. Christy, the CurlCon returns on May the 20th, the comic book convention. You and I talked about this last year, and you get excited about this event.
I do. This is such a great event for the area. It was a region's first comic convention. And what's kind of unique about ours is there's no charge to the people coming in. That's something that we strongly believe at the library, that our event should be able to be attended by everybody. So we have families coming in, we have teens coming in, we have adults in their 20s and 30s, we have grandparents coming in with their grandchildren, and it's just a wonderful event for absolutely everybody.
This being the third year, and I know from just seeing pictures, England Run is just crawling with people that day.
It is. We have had over 1,400 people both years, so we're hoping, you know, to once again get over 1,400 and if possible over 1,500 this year. So the first year we did it in April, which is always a little dicey with the weather, but with it being in late May, we're hoping for another beautiful week. Day like we had last year.
So talk about the day. What goes on at a CurlCon convention?
So the convention is running from 1 to 4, like you said, on Saturday, May 20th. So we're going to have a lot of different vendors. So we have a lot of artists coming in to sell the art that they create. We have comic book creators, local authors who typically write science fiction or fantasy. We also have comic book vendors who sell comic books that they have collected over the years. I believe we're having the pawn shop again come. They'll do a kids activity.
Okay.
The youth services staff does kids activities. And once again, we're having Ryan the Balloon Guy, who is one of my favorite people. He creates elaborate balloon animals that you can wear on your head, that you can wear on your wrist, just carry around with you.
That is it. I've always thought I should learn how to do that, because you become very popular.
Yes.
When you can do that. Craig, from your perspective as head of youth services, to get families and kids into the library in the numbers that you do for CurlCon, mm-hmm. it's got to be exciting for you.
Yeah, so we try and offer some things as well. We'll have, I believe we're doing a craft in which kids can make their own Pokeball and put a Pokemon in it. So they'll be able to take that home with them. I think our photo booth is always really fun. We've got cardboard cutouts of different characters, superheroes mm-hmm. that you can take your photo with. We also have a green screen in our photo booth. So you can take a picture in front of the green screen, and just like regular, Hollywood technology,
yeah. You
can then put a new background there. So I think there are some great pictures last year of some little kids in front of the Star Wars movie poster, and everyone always looks so serious on a Star Wars movie poster, and these kids look serious too. They're ready to fight.
Christy, like you say, this is something that's different with that it's right here, and it's free, and there are a lot of elements to what you do with CurlCon that you go to some of these big conventions that you're paying to go to.
Right. And we have a lot of the same type of events that the large conventions have, just on a smaller scale, since
yeah.
we're in a library, not a convention center. We are doing a costume contest at 3:15 that day. So we get a lot of people who dress up in very elaborate costumes. It's pretty amazing to see what they come up with every year.
I remember talking to you last year, and one of the years, and I remember that was one of the surprises that you all had, that the people the first came, the people have just really dress out for this.
Yeah, it's not something that you usually see just around town, people dressed up in costumes, but they absolutely love it. And if you look at the cover of our Spring at Your Library, you'll see a lot of the customers who have come in and what they wore last year.
And some of them are they really dress up.
Oh, they do. And you get a wide range of what people dress up as. You get Harry Potter, Star Wars, superheroes, a lot of manga and anime characters.
Some people just come up with their own character or design, and you know, come up with a costume for it too.
Well, this is a fun event, not only for the participants, but I'm sure for you guys too.
Absolutely.
You have fun looking at things.
Oh, it's so fun, and there's so much to see and do, and just a lot of people coming out who are really excited about all of these different components that make up CurlCon.
It is May the 20th. It is from 1 to 4. The surprise for me has been that, Christy, you told me before the show started this morning, you're not really a superheroes kind of person, because as we've talked about this over the years, I would have figured when you go home tonight, you know, you go home and, you know, put on your Superman shirt or some superheroes thing. And you said, not really.
I am more of a Harry Potter fan than a superhero fan. So I think most librarians are kind of Harry Potter nerds in a way. And I'm hoping in a couple years to go to the world of Harry Potter down in Universal. My husband's not so excited about that, but that's fine. But we're actually going to have the popcorn bag again this year, and they're going to bring a butterbeer popcorn. So I'm really excited to try that.
That's very exciting.
Again, it's CurlCon. It is the comic book convention at the library, Saturday, May the 20th. It is at England Run. It is from 1 until 4 o'clock. And it seems that you've got a number of superhero kind of activities leading up to CurlCon, too, around with different branches with the library.
Yes, starting in early May, we will have May the 4th Be With You, which is a special Star Wars event. So we'll be showing Star Wars The Force Awakens, and it's for teens and adults. And if you come dressed up as your favorite Star Wars character, you'll be entered into a raffle drawing. So that is at the England Run branch Thursday, May 4th from 6:30 to 8:30.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes. That's been a huge kind of play on words for a lot of programs. And I believe there's going to be some youth services programs at the Newton branch out in Westmoreland and Salem Church branch for May the 4th. We're also going to have at the Porter branch on Thursday, May 11th from 7 to 8, a really exciting event called Leaping Tall Buildings, The Origins of American Comics. So popular historian Christopher Irving is going to be coming courtesy of the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts to talk about different comic book creators and just to talk about really the history of comic books and how they have changed over the years.
A lot of stuff going on. Craig, I would think that one of the things for the parents to get kids interested in books, and if they're interested in superheroes,
absolutely,
there's a lot of tie-ins.
We have some superhero picture books. We have some beginning readers, which are kind of in between picture books and chapter books. So getting kids excited about their favorite character is a wonderful way to kind of instill that love of reading. So we are doing some Grow a Reader specials, our Grow a Reader classes. So they are focusing on superheroes. Headquarters Library is doing one on May 9th. Porter Branch is doing it May 12th. Salem Church on May 12th, too, all leading up to CurlCon. And then Salem Church always also has had a comic art show opening.
So that's right. Yeah,
people
I remember
are
that.
Going to be able to submit 1 to 2 pieces of comic work in April. Let's see, between April 21st and April 28th, they can submit comic work to the Salem Church Library, and that's all ages.
Again, librarypoint.org has all the information, and also the At Your Library magazine that you will see all around, too, at all the branches and in other places around town. And you just think that so many kids and families as a whole can get into the superhero stuff and use that leading up to something like CurlCon to get them into reading and interested in books, and you don't know where it might lead.
Absolutely. I think if kids are excited about stories or families are excited about stories together, that doesn't just have to be books. If they're excited about superhero stories, that can lead to a love of reading if you want to reinforce it.
But going for, you mentioned, Christy, 1,400 people the last couple of years, and, you know, going for, you know, maybe 1,500 this year. Mm-hmm. This is a popular thing.
Oh, it's so popular. The first year, you know, we were hoping to maybe get 500-600 people. So when 1,400 people showed up, it was beyond what we could have ever imagined. So, and I think it is, you know, that whole family component, you know, grandparents bringing their grandchildren,
yeah,
parents who grew up with these stories, introducing their children to them. And it's just like a really fun day of free activities for people.
And there's so much, Craig, there's so much, there are just so many books for all ages now, mm-hmm, on the superhero themes.
Absolutely. I mean, they're publishing stuff, you know, for teens, for,
yeah,
for adults. I mean, our we have a graphic novel section to basically comic books for adults, for teens, for children, and I end up rating all of those because I'm a big comic book fan.
Oh, so you are. So you're the one. You're the, yeah, one who goes home at night and puts on the...
Not so much superheroes, but there's so much more to comic books than
yeah, that's
just
true,
superhero stories, too. And I think we were able to include some of that at GirlCon as well.
So, no, it's a great event. It's now... Because I remember in April, was it in May last year, Christy?
It was in May last year, the first year.
Okay. This is the third annual. It's CurlCon. It's the comic book convention 1-4 on May the 20th at the England Run branch. Craig Graziano, Christy Herneman here. More on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. We're talking about the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Craig Graziano, head of youth services at England Run, is here. And Christy Herneman, the head of research at England Run, is here as we talk about library stuff. Craig, next week is Week of the Young Child.
That's right, Week of the Young Child. So this is a focus on early childhood learning. Young children, especially at the ages like between 2 and 4, their brains are just absolute sponges. They are absorbing everything that they're seeing and hearing. They're learning about a dozen words a day. So it's very important to reinforce that love of learning, that love of reading. So we are partnering with the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board, the United Way, and Smart Beginnings, amongst others. And we are going to have some guest readers, local dignitaries from Spotsylvania, Fredericksburg, Stafford, come out to each of our branches that week,
okay,
and be a guest reader at our grower reader classes. And they're going to be reading a great picture book. It's called Shh, We Have a Plan, and it's a lot of fun. So we're just going to make a big event out of all of these guest readings at our branches.
Well, and when you talk about kids and their brains being a sponge at that age, that's important then for parents to take advantage of that.
To really recognize that,
yeah,
and to realize that everything that they're saying is being heard and processed. So it's always important. The amount of vocabulary that you use around your children is very important for them just to get that foundation of literacy, to be able to express themselves with all of those words that they might be hearing from you, and pointing out where there is words, say you're at the grocery store, you're driving down the street, and you're pointing at signs. Things like that help to reinforce that literacy as well.
And just spending time reading with your kids.
Absolutely.
When you do that, it helps their vocabulary. And when they go to school, they're just so much better off.
Very much so. And you can be reading a book with them. You don't have to worry about whether that book gets done, you know, that night.
Yeah.
Feel free to ask them a question. What do you think's going on with this story? And let them give them time to answer. And they might come up with a story that's way more interesting than what's going on in the book. But that, yeah, is also reinforcing that they are learning how to tell a story and kind of the narrative skills that go along with telling a story.
It's always interesting with kids, especially young kids, when they you read books over and over to them, and then they start finishing the sentences because they've heard it.
Absolutely. They've got their favorite parts. They're memorizing those steps in the story. Maybe they're looking at the pages. Maybe an illustration is a clue to them of what's going on in the story. But yeah, that's that excitement that we're looking for.
Yeah. Now, it's when you talk to teachers, and when we've had teachers in here, and they talk about, you can tell the students that come from families that read when they get to kindergarten, mm-hmm. because they're just a little bit ahead of others that haven't.
Absolutely. And our Grow a Reader classes are free to come out to. So we're encouraging anyone to help build that reinforcement.
And how fun is it to have people come in at your library magazine? You've got a picture of former Stafford Administrator Anthony Romanello reading to kids, to bring people from the business or government to come in and read. It's got to be
Absolutely.
Exciting for them.
And they have a ball.
Yeah.
Anthony Romanello read at England Run last year, and he brought his own book that he had when he was a kid, and just had an absolute wonderful time. So I think it gives these dignitaries a chance to have some fun, meet some of the people in their community, and help reinforce that love of reading.
And I think if you talk to a lot, if you talk to kids, they remember a lot of these books especially for older kids that may have been put away for years, mm-hmm. and they can tell you about books that were read to them.
Yeah, especially they're making memories at this time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
The same way that they're learning so many words, those are foundational memories as well. So I think a book that you come to when you're 3 or 4 years old can stick with you for a very long time.
Week of the Young Child, it's April 24th to the 28th, and the library has all kinds of special things. And again, just go to librarypoint.org to see about that. Then Children's Book Week is May 1st through the 7th.
Yeah, Children's Book Week is coming up. That is just a general week-long celebration of reading. It's it's the longest-running national literacy initiative in the country. And if you go to the Children's Book Week website, you can vote for your favorite children's and teen books that were published in the past year. But we're just overall promoting a love of reading. We've got some special classes that week at the Cooper Branch in Westmoreland. We're doing something called Wacky Wednesday, and we're making some Mother's Day gifts for Wacky Wednesday. At the England Run Branch, we're doing a Fabulous Friday. That is Friday, May 5th, and that's called Geek Out, and that's also kind of tying in with CurlCon. So we're mm-hmm. going to geek out about Harry Potter and Star Wars mm-hmm. and some of our favorite things that we get excited about. And then at the Newton Branch in Westmoreland, they are doing Book Bingo on Saturday, May 6th, and that's all in the library magazine if you're interested in any of that.
Again, Week of the Young Child, April 23rd to the 29th next week, and then Children's Book Week is May 1st through the 7th. I hate to put you on the spot, and if you don't know, you don't know, but are there any, as you talk about young people's or, you know, books for kids right now that are really hot or really good, anything you recommend to people?
There's certain authors and illustrators that I love. John Klassen is a fantastic illustrator and author. He won the Caldecott a few years ago for a book called This Is Not My Hat.
That's one of my favorite kids' books.
And he actually has a whole trilogy about, the first one's called I Want My Hat Back, mm-hmm. and it's about a bear that loses his hat, and he goes on a mission to get it back. And then This Is Not My Hat is about a fish that steals a hat. So we're from the point of view of the fish who is making reasons for why he deserves this hat. And then there's finally a third one that recently came out. They're all wonderful, like kind of deadpan illustrations,
yeah.
which the humor kind of goes in line with that as well. The ending of I Want My Hat Back is a little drastic, the length the bear goes to get his hat back.
And so, and the author was John?
John Klassen.
Klassen.
That's right.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of times you have people will come in and just throw their hands up and say, what do you recommend?
Absolutely. And we're always excited to recommend the books that are coming out and interesting.
Christy, as far as you, because you've told me before when you've about how many how many books you're reading at one time. It's usually a number of them. What are you reading right now that's exciting and interesting?
Well, I just finished reading Blood, Bones, and Butter, which is about an inadvertent chef, which is what we're actually discussing this evening at Books and Beer at Adventure Brewing North at 6:30. What else have I been reading? I've been listening to actually a lot of children's audiobooks.
Okay.
I find if I try to listen to adult audiobooks, my mind wanders and then I'm completely lost and I have to restart, you know, the chapter. So I've been listening to, in The Chronicles of Narnia. Mm-hmm. And actually the set that we have at the library is read by some fantastic actors and actresses. Kenneth Branagh, Michael York reads, a lot of the elite kind of British actors and actresses read them. Vanessa Redgrave.
You mentioned Books and Beer. That's a monthly, isn't it? Is that every month?
That is monthly. So it's always the third Thursday at Adventure Brewing North. So we read and discuss a book. So this month it was Blood, Bones, and Butter. Next month we'll be reading by Ishiguro, Never Let Me Go, which was also turned into a movie a few years ago. And that's it's not science fiction fantasy, but it has kind of some elements of that within the storyline. So even if you're not a big science fiction reader, which I'm not, but it's a really interesting kind of look on the world with those components, mm-hmm. but without being overly technical.
Describe what a book club is like. I guess everybody reads the same book and then you discuss it?
Right. Typically what we do is we'll read the same book over the course of a month and then we get together. At this instance, we get together and drink some beer, although some of the people who come don't enjoy beer and don't drink it. And then we just discuss it. And we have a lot of the same people coming month in and month out. So it's really gotten to be a pretty great group. And we love to always have newcomers come in. And it's just a lot of fun to get together and discuss books. We find that one of the things that people like to do the best at the library is to come and discuss books with the staff members. Because you read something and you're so excited about it, or you read something and you just absolutely hated it, which is always sometimes fun to talk about as well.
Yeah. So in some ways, I guess you have to stay up on things, and there's a little bit of pressure because you don't want to have people always coming to you, and you have the glazed look of, what are you talking about?
I know sometimes when people come up to me, they're like, can you recommend a book? I just think, I have never read a book in my life, which is not true, but it's that kind of, and then I get my act together and recommend a whole bunch of books to them.
I think a wonderful thing, too, is that we are a collaborative work environment, so we have a lot of different people with different interests in terms of what they're reading, so if I don't have the answer for what you're looking for, I can certainly try and give you some suggestions, but there might be someone else in the library at this time who might line up with your tastes and be able to give you some spot on suggestions.
So Books and Beers tonight, that starts at 6:30?
Yes.
6:30.
At Adventure Brewing North.
And that's just like you say, a chance to sit down and discuss a book.
Yes.
Craig, I was going to ask you.
Yes.
A little bit about what got you into having the love of books, and what got you involved in this?
We used to, when I was very young, my mom would take us to the library, check out a whole pile of books.
And that's what everybody's stories is like that.
very much so. We racked up a lot of overdue fines when we were young, and I like to say that I'm still paying off those overdue fines sometimes. But so I voraciously would just read anything that storybooks, but I also like to delve into the World Almanac and just look up, you know, the peaks of mountains and how tall mm-hmm. they are, or, you know, notable parts of history or something like that. Nonfiction's very great for boy readers. I feel like it's something that they seem to tap into.
Well, because just it's so evident in talking to you that you do have an enthusiasm for books, and it's just so interesting. Everybody's story is kind of like that, about that your parents took you to the library. Well, you've told your story before, Christy. I've I've forgotten it.
Yeah, my parents also took me to the library a lot as a kid. And then when I went to community college, I actually worked in the library there helping people. So that's one thing I absolutely love about working in the library is you meet absolutely everybody because it's free to everybody in the community. And you get to help them, you know, whether it's helping them find that movie that they want to watch tonight or you help them find a job. That's one of my favorite things is helping people with their resumes and helping them get that new job or they've been unemployed for a while, finding that job to help them out. Mm-hmm. So we just, every day is different, which is what I love working at the library.
Yeah, the customer service side is really wonderful. Being able to help a teenager find the materials that they need for that research project.
Yeah.
As Christy said, every day is different, and that makes it interesting.
It's got to be exciting, I'm sure, for you, Craig, when you see a family go out with a stack of books knowing.
Absolutely.
I know what you guys are going to do, and I was there once, too.
Very much so.
Craig Graziano here, Christy Herneman here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library there at the England Run branch. And if you're in that part of Stafford and going to England Run to the library there, you may see them. We'll wrap this up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. Librarypoint.org is the website to go to. We have not mentioned. I can't believe I've got two people from the library and Christy Herneman here, Craig Graziano. Christy, we haven't even talked about how easy it is to get a library card. Don't wait. Get one.
You should come in. You can either come into your local branch or if you are maybe not quite wanting to go out and interact with people, you can just go on our website, librarypoint.org, to get a library card and they'll mail that to your house. Mm-hmm. So once you bring it in, it will show that you do have proof of residency in the area and you'll have access to all of our books, movies, music CDs, audiobooks, and our extensive list of databases available online.
And again, if you haven't been to the library recently or if it's been a while and your kids are now older and you don't go, check it out because all the branches have all kinds of things going on. Librarypoint.org, you can find out about getting a library card there, or like Christy said, just go in at your branch. One of the things, I know there's a program coming up, Christy, it's called Being Mortal.
Yes. So this is a partnership with Mary Washington Hospice. So Being Mortal is a documentary, which is an exploration of the practice of caring for the dying in our society and is based on the best-selling book by physician Dr. Atul Gawande. So that's going to be screening at England Run and headquarters in May and then Salem Church in June. So the screening will be followed by a panel discussion featuring local health providers.
Okay.
And as part of that partnership, we also have the Conversation Project happening at England Run, Salem Church, and headquarters in June. And that's going to be representatives from Mary Washington Hospice coming and talking about information on people discussing their end-of-life wishes and having a document on that. A lot of times people will not think about, you know, this topic. It's not a pleasant topic to think about, but it's an important one. And to let your family members and those who love you know what your wishes are for the end of your life.
And these kind of things offer just a lot of good information.
Correct. And you'll get information from healthcare professionals who they deal with this day in and day out.
Okay, so that's coming up again. Librarypoint.org, the website for the library. Also, the library has a Central Rappahannock Regional Library with a Facebook page that has all kinds of stuff too. May 6th, Craig, is it called Trebuchet?
I think so. Trebuchet contest. At the Maker Lab in the past couple of months at Headquarters Library, there have been a couple of trebuchet construction sessions. And a trebuchet is kind of a fancy word for a catapult.
Okay.
I think it's French.
Okay.
I believe so. So and we have books also that teach you how to make your own trebuchet.
Okay.
And then you can, on Saturday, May 6th, I believe registration starts at 10 o'clock that morning, but starting at 10:30, you can submit your trebuchet to this contest, and actually test it against competing trebuchets. So we're going to have a lot of tiny catapults at the headquarters library that Saturday.
Well, how fun is that? It's, I think it's more fun to say trebuchet than catapult.
It is, yeah.
Because it makes you sound...
Absolutely.
Although you got to say it correctly, I guess, yeah. Or that ruins everything. Teen Poetry Night is May 11th.
It's National Poetry Month in April.
Okay.
And we're doing some special things. I think we've got Poeming Your Pocket going at the England Run Library.
Yeah, all of our branches have little poem scrolls that you can pick up at any of the desks that will have a little poem for you to read.
Just a little poem to pick up your day.
Okay.
And then also teens are invited to go on to librarypoint.org/teenpoetry, all one word, and they can submit poems to our poetry contest. And I believe that still goes until the end of the month. But on Thursday, May 11th, the winners of that will have been selected. And there are two judges that are from the University of Mary Washington's English Department, Amanda Rutstein and Laura Bylinock. They will be the judges for this poetry night, where the winners of the poetry contest, they come, they do readings, and they win prizes.
Okay. Before we get out of here, again, third annual CurlCon is Saturday, May 11th, or Saturday, May 20th.
Yes.
Saturday, May 20th at England Run. And Christy, this is hoping for maybe 1,500 people this year.
I know, 1,400 the past 2 years, so we're hoping to break that record with 1,500. It's going to be a lot of fun, as in every year, with vendors, balloons, costume contests, and just a lot of books and superheroes around.
It's a comic book convention at the library. It's free. People will dress up, and good time.
Yes.
The other thing we talked about, the Maker Labs, Craig, are sign up for those and get trained.
Absolutely. You can drop into a Maker Lab session, and you can sign up for Maker Lab badging. So if you have been interested in 3D printing and you want to get some hands-on experience with a 3D printer, go to librarypoint.org slash Maker Labs, and then you can fill out a request form to do this Maker Lab badging.
Craig Graziano, Christy Herneman, Central Rappahannock Regional Library. That's it for Town Talk.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.